Live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is The Runouts, Straw Man. Listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Runouts. Boston punk rock tone. That is Boston, Massachusetts, not Boston, Lincolnshire.
Hmm.
And that's their new single. I got an email from them. They said, look, you, Paul, you used to play Drunk Nuns and that, and then with The Runouts now, and you started playing The Runouts in 2016. I went, yeah, that's right. And so we got some new stuff out. Do you want to play it? I'd have listened. Yes, I do. Bang it straight into the top, Tone.
Smashing.
I banged it straight in at the top.
You got it, haven't you?
Hey, do you know what? What is The Runouts Bandcamp page?
TheRunouts.bandcamp.com.
It's as simple as that. And you can find out a lot more there. They have got more stuff on there than just that. You will have fun with The Runouts. You'll have a run with The Funouts, whatever works out for you. And hello to The Runouts. Hopefully we'll play some more of your stuff in future weeks. Tony, do you know, for the first time in over a month, I don't have a poem.
He's broken his record, his long run.
He has. What happened to the appointed Punky Radio Poet Laureate?
Oh, I don't know.
Thus, Saints having a week off. Maybe it's a bank holiday.
Could be.
We don't have a poem for you this week. If you do have a joke or poem, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email, poetry call if it's a poem, and comedy suburbs if it's a joke. However, I think you've got something, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got something. One of our favourably named Punky listeners, Seth the Cat Milk, has been in touch.
He's up there, isn't he? He's up there with Wambolt.
Wambolt. Yeah. Yes, he is. So he sent me one of these, I don't know the words to that.
And we've not had one of those in a while. Now, I haven't heard this. These normally come through to me, don't they? So this is quite interesting.
Yeah, I don't know why it came through to me, but fair enough. But I don't know the song, so it's a bit of a shot in the dark for me, this one. Right. He says, "Greetings, Tony. I hope you are well. I am fine, Seth. Thank you very much. Quite relaxed after a day out. I've recently been to a local festival in my town of Redditch, where I met the lovely..."
Did you say Redditch?
Redditch.
I think Redditch has got a fact about it, Redditch, Tony. I think Redditch might have more roundabouts per capita than any other town in the country.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. And it's where he met the lovely Hazel O'Connor, and it brought back memories of her hit song, "Will You, Will You."
That's what... Oh, you must know this song, Tony.
I don't.
Will
do I?
You just politely say goodnight.
Right. No, I don't think
it's,
I do.
It's a slow one. It's a ballad.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh. He says, "At the time, it was a hit, and I thought the words to the chorus went, 'Will you adjust the light, please, and say goodnight?' And just for nostalgia, I sang my version while she sang hers."
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I'm not familiar with that one, but clearly,
yeah, it is. Will you do just politely say goodnight?
Right.
"It's getting kind of late now. I wonder if you'd stay now, stay now, stay now, stay now, or will you just..."
I do know this song.
Yeah, you do, yeah. Not as good as my favourite Hazel O'Connor song is, I don't know whether it's called Decadent Days or D-Days. There's one that goes... But anyway, you don't want to go and see her now. She does all this really slow Hare Krishna weirdness.
Oh, right, okay.
I think, anyway.
Hazel.
That's great. Okay. She had, I think, a trio of great songs. Those ones and "On the Eighth Day, the Machine Went Wrong." Which was great. Because it was a film. It was a film, Breaking Glass, wasn't it? She was in a film when she was like 17 or 18. She was really young, and she wrote the soundtrack to this film. Anyway, which I've never seen, but I liked it.
You know a lot about Hazel O'Connor.
I know a surprising amount.
Wow. I knew nothing, but I have heard of that song. But for some reason, I've probably always clashed that one as Kate Bush. Maybe just... I heard the song, but just associated with somebody else.
Also, at a theatre in Hereford a few years ago, I must admit that Hazel O'Connor refused to share a dressing room with me.
Really?
Yeah, and she nicks my mic stand.
Oh,
it
dear.
Was quite funny. There was in one room there was a stand-up comedy show, and in the main room there was the Hazel O'Connor thing, and they were short a mic stand, so they just came down to our room and nicked our mic stand. We go, "Oi, we need that.
Because
we only want one." Yeah, I can't remember what we did to get around it.
Right. Held the mic.
Anyway, yeah, so she wouldn't... they wouldn't share a dressing room. It was something like that, or they wouldn't share... there was some room they wouldn't share with us, and they nicked our mic stand. But anyway, I still like those songs.
Fair enough. But there you go. Thanks for that, Seth.
"Will you adjust the light, please?"
Yes.
And say goodnight. That's great.
Cool.
Yes, anyway.
That's it. That's all I have.
That's your bit. Well, in that case, then, thank you very much, Seth. Seth Catmilker, arguably the best ever bloke not in Star Wars yet.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Band called The Swagger. Don't think we've played these before, Tony, all the way from that there London town. I don't know how to describe it, but when you hear this song, you'll think it kind of swaggers. They've got a new EP out, and I've just picked this track off it. They do. It's kind of glam rock, I suppose, this track. Kind of. But it's got... you'll see what I mean, anyway. What is The Swagger's Bandcamp page?
Theswagger.bandcamp.com?
It's as simple as that. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the internet, nil. And you can't help but kind of bop around to this. This is "She Gonna Blow My Mind." I feel lonely and I feel cold. Listening to the new waves underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Swagger and She's Gonna Blow My Mind. I've said that because that's how he came through. It might be She's Gonna Blow My Mind, but I think it is She Gonna Blow My Mind.
Right.
All right. And yeah, as you said, it kind of, yeah, I don't know how to describe that track other than I really like it. Well done, the Swagger.
That'll do.
I am going to give you a revelation about the next track we're playing as well, which I think you will like. Two revelations, in fact. Possibly okay. Three. I might go revelation crazy. Tony?
Yeah?
Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
Brilliant. That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie boy.
Frankie boy.
Off your crop. Off your crop? What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Off your crop. I'm completely off my crop.
I'm a bit off
there you
crop.
Go. There's a word of the week for us. Phrase of the week. What happened to Paul last night? He was completely off his crop.
Yeah.
That'll be.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along to our page. Facebook.com/Punky Radio or search Punky Radio. Please like the page. Leave us a comment. Do get in touch. Do like to hear from you. Comments more so than messages, please, so everybody can see what you're writing, because we like that. So we've got two or three this week. First up, the Houndsgate Traitors got in touch.
Hello, Houndsgate Traitors, who we of course played last week.
We did, and they just simply said Big Tar to Lodger One.
That is right. It is because of Lodger One that they got played.
Yes, more information last week's show if you haven't heard it.
Yeah,
Lodgers
I've
did
had quite
feel
a bizarre weekend actually, Tony, because I've got, as you may or may not be aware, in the short term I have three lodgers. I haven't seen any of them all weekend.
Oh,
because of the hours they've been keeping and I've been keeping and what have you. Basically, I've had three ghosts in the house.
Right.
There is evidence of them from time to time, but it's been extremely weird.
Who are you going to call? Did you manage to get the...
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Oh, no. Right. No, I didn't. I'll tell you about it in the next bit.
Okay.
Yeah, it was funny. The reason why it was really funny.
All right. Porn Scars got in touch.
Hello, Porn Scars.
And they...
have not played them in a while. I'll try and rectify that.
Yeah. I think they're going to feature again later in the show. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I think they are. They say, how many nuns would a nunchuck chuck if a nunchuck could chuck wood? Could chuck nuns?
That's exactly why they said it. So
that's why they said it. How many nuns would a nunchuck chuck if a nunchuck could chuck nuns? Right.
Yeah.
That's it. Maybe I should have
pre-read
that
one. Because the original
one
was a woodchuck, innit?
Yes. Thanks, Porn Scars.
So why have they changed it to nuns?
I don't understand that.
They're a crazy bunch, aren't they, Porn Scars?
Maybe that's why. It's just because they're crazy.
They're crazy.
And finally,
they're off the crop, Tony. They're completely off
the
crop.
They're off the crop. They are. Simon Knott's gonna be in touch.
Simon Knott. Hello, Simon. And yeah. I saw a mutual friend of his on of ours, I should say, on Sunday night. More of that later on.
He did point out a little picture on there. If you go into our Facebook page, you'll see it here. He says, "You got a mention in my UK Rock and Roll magazine column this month. I hope people tune in. They'd have felt at home with the Long Tall Texans this week." So he posted
a really
picture
nice
of this article. Yeah, good. Thanks very much, Simon, for that.
Thank you very much, Simon. It was very, very kind of you.
Yeah.
All publicity is good publicity.
Exactly. But that's all I have this week for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Hey, Tony. Mm. We're playing two songs in a row, right?
Okay.
Both by bands with brilliant names. Stay tuned for the Papa Shangos. Okay. But first up, Die Panzernacker.
Nice. Right.
Now, these two bands and two more we're playing in the second half of the show are from, now I've written down Riot City here for you, but it's not, it's Riot Ready, and I've got the thing here that Riot Ready have brought out a 35 track free to download compilation called Fuck Your Walls, which is written, so I've just had one built. And it's described as a punk and hardcore compilation, but it's actually got quite a mixture of stuff on it. Now, these first two are representative of the punk and hardcore side of it, but the two we're playing in the second half are, it's a bit more varied than you might think. And it's got some great songs on it, including Headstone Horrors, Monster Club, that we played last year, I think. It's really, really good. And there's some classic street punk on it as well, but there's also some other stuff that's, there's some very, look, it's great, and it's free to download, and you can download it by now, I'm just going to tell you this, Riot Ready, riotready.bandcamp.com, and it says download stream for free, 35 face melting tracks, and they're not wrong, it's absolutely brilliant. But when I saw the name of this band, I thought, I'm going to experiment with something here, this is something I haven't done for many, many years. I haven't heard this song. I decided not to listen to it. All I'm going to say is I looked them up and I can only find out that they're German. I found out what Panzernacker means, and it means armor destroying, right?
Right.
They're like, the Panzernackers are some Disney thing as well, but this is Panzernacker with a double K rather than CK. So it's probably where we get the word knackered from as well.
Hmm.
But Die Panzernacker, I thought, was such a great name. I thought, we're going to play them anyway.
Right.
And then I'll find out what they're like afterwards. I'm so sure this will be great. I'm so sure. I haven't heard it. So this is a rare thing for me to do. It's okay. A risk.
Ooh.
But I think it's a calculated one.
Okay.
Tony, what is Die Panzernacker's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Die Panzernacker.
It is. I'm going to spell it out. It's DiePanzernacker. Facebook.com/ DiePanzernacker. Tony 3. Calling me internet, Neil. This could be a revelation. This is On and On.
Hey, Mr. Government! Fuck you!
On and on, take your stand and carry on. On and on. Affenschwanz.
Wow, I gotta go, I'm drinking, I got nowhere to go. But then I gotta think about an hour ago. I gotta hit the town, but I don't know where. And all your pretty people, you better beware. And all your pretty people, where you better beware. I wanna get fucked up,
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 I wanna get fucked up. I knock a battery round. It's now I got a feeling that I don't give a damn. But when I'm on the floor, I do a sexy dance. And all your pretty people, you're wearing your pants. And all your pretty people, when they get in my back. I wanna get fucked up,
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 I wanna get fucked up.
Take your homes now, we've had our fill. Do a sneaky line or maybe drop a pill. I'm jumping at the bit, I get you in that sack. I only know some yoga road is breaking up back. I only know some yoga road is breaking my back. I wanna get fucked up,
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 I wanna get fucked up.
You're listening to The Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Papa Shangos and a track called I Want to Get Fucked Up. Now, they are Bolton Sleaze Punks, Tony, which means the first four tracks have featured bands from, I'll get this right, well, kind of, Boston, London, German, and Bolton.
Right.
I just know. What is the Papa Shangos website?
Papashangos.co.uk.
Papashangos.com. And it's Thepapashangos.com. Boy Internet 1, Tony 3. Visit the website. It's absolutely brilliant. They've got a fantastic website. Well done, the Papashangos. And that's another track that's on the Riot Ready free to download compilation. So I'm sure you'll agree, after hearing the Panzernacker, it is a cracker. It's a cracker from Panzernacker. And that Papa Shango's track's great as well. So the two in the second half of the show are quite different from those two.
Right.
Anyway, did you do anything last week?
Not a great deal. I was pretty much working. Gave myself the day off today.
You gave yourself such a day off today. You forgot about Punky, didn't
you? I know, yeah. So today's bank holidays we record. So we normally record on a Monday night. But because today is my first day off in about, well, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks. It's felt like a Saturday, or at least a Sunday. So I'm very confused. But yeah, so we visited the mighty joy that is Stamford.
It's quite nice, isn't it, Stamford?
It was alright, actually. Yeah, I quite liked it. And then we took a trip back up the A1 and we popped in the OK Diner.
And you said it was okay?
And it was okay,
yeah. I've often seen the OK Diner and thought, well, I might quite like to stop there.
It's alright. We came out smelling a bit of grease.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I know.
Did I tell you about that film? That film, The Greasy Strangler. Did I mention that last week?
No, don't think so.
I saw a film on Film 4 the other day called The Greasy Strangler. It's one of the most unpleasant, funny, shocking, you have to watch it, but at the same time you want to hide behind the sofa films I've ever seen. It's a comedy horror. I strongly recommend it, but not if you are of a nervous disposition. It's terribly unpleasant.
Right.
But I quite enjoyed it.
Have you seen The Quiet Place?
No.
That was a bit freaky. That's scary.
Yeah, but is that a proper horror film?
Yeah, that's a proper horror film.
Yeah, this one is a mental comedy horror film. But,
okay.
Yeah, but yeah, it involves a lot of grease.
Right.
That's why I thought of it when you said you came out smelling of it. I went, oh, are you the Greasy Strangler? Hey, what do you think I am, the Greasy Strangler?
I'm going to say that quite a lot. Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's weird. And so the son is a bloke with a tiny penis, and the dad is a bloke with a massive penis, and both their penises are exposed quite a lot during the film.
Right.
It's quite odd.
Right.
And they do get greased up quite a lot as well. It's horrible. Well, so you went to the OK Diner and you had some food.
Yes, so what do you do?
Well, last night I went to the Pit and Pendulum for a rockabilly charity night in aid of prostate cancer. Not encouraging it, trying to save money to stop it.
I must
point that out. Because when you see things like in aid of prostate, you think, why are they encouraging prostate cancer? But no. And it had five bands on. I missed the first ones. Second band were a two-piece that I think were called the Snake Rattlers and were a husband and wife team that were proper angry. You don't often see that in kind of rockabilly gigs, but they had something to say.
Oh.
And they were good. They were good, actually. Then the Gruffs, who I hadn't seen before, and they were kind of, they did good songs, and then they were quite jokey between the songs. It was quite a nice atmosphere in there, actually. Except for one bit during the Gruffs, when this bloke in a suit and his girlfriend, who'd clearly just been on the lash all day, wandered into the middle of the gig and decided to have a dance. And this bloke was, and it's quite nice because you think, well, they're watching the music and that's fine, you know, everybody to themselves. Everyone else in there's got quiffs and leather and chains and studs and all that. And then there's this couple there that this guy kept backing into because he was drunk, and he was quite tall and slim, and he kept backing into this big lad with a bonehead in a Demented Largo t-shirt, and I was standing right by them. And at one point this guy had enough and tapped this bloke on the shoulder. The bloke looked around and basically said, if you do that again, I'm going to punch you in the face. And this guy, I've got to say, this guy had the most punchable face I've ever seen.
Oh dear.
And people were queuing up to twat him. Anyway, he eventually left and it was all fine. So then I left the Pit and Pendulum for a little break, and me and my mate Martin went round to the Herbert, one of my new favourite pubs in town, where I bumped into one of my staff line supervisors from the warehouse, who was as surprised to see me and my civvies as I was her. And there was this couple there, they'd got this app on their phone that was like this, it's like a movie quiz app where you hold the thing up to your head and the other one sees it and they describe what it is and you have to guess it and you get a minute or something. But there was a really, really funny bit when, and she was leathered and really loud, and everyone else in there ends up joining in with this quiz with them because it was, they were just a really funny couple. And he said, right, film about Middle Eastern prostitutes. And she said, is it The King and I? Everyone just burst out laughing. Well, I don't think so. So then we went back to the gig where we then saw Jackabones, who were really good and came on in like a prison, like a comedy prison gear, which suited Nottingham, because nearly everyone in the town's a crim. And then Long Tall Texas came on, and oh, weren't they good, Tony? Absolutely brilliant. And they did all of my favourites, and they did the song that we played last week.
Okay.
Fuck Off, Don't You Understand? Which is, so it was great. So, and they did that early. I thought, oh, they must have listened to the show. But I spoke to Mark, the lead singer, afterwards, and they hadn't done. It was just pure coincidence. But yeah, and so it mentioned that our mutual friend was Simon Knott and blah, blah, blah. And I know his wife as well, Cecile Cheery Chops, and hello to Cecile. But they were superb, Tony. Really, really brilliant. If you get the chance to see Long Tall Texans, go and watch them. It was a good night all round.
And was it downstairs or upstairs?
No, it was upstairs. It was upstairs. So on the door, right, I have to think about this.
The one as with the tram lines?
The other side.
Right, okay.
Well done, that's the way to explain it. Not the entrance on the tram lines, the entrance at the other side. And it did actually make sense where they were. But it meant that the gig was going on up there, but in the rest of the pub it was kind of like just a normal night. It was weird. But it worked really well, and apparently these things are going to be monthly or something. There's certainly more lined up. It was a terrific night.
Good, good.
I really enjoyed it. Well done, everybody there. Right, one of the people that I bumped into there was the lead singer of Kings of Hong Kong, who are our friends that I met them at that garage punk thing that was, what, was it last year? I get confused.
Last November or something like that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, then, anyway. he was there, and I said, all right, mate, how's it going? He went, oh, yeah, yeah, we've got some new stuff, we're going to send you. It went fantastic. And then I thought, well, it's time for From the Vaults. Why don't we play a Kings of Hong Kong track? Because we got there. They sent us a few tracks, because their first album, or the first album that they had available to us, had quite a lot of covers on it. So they just sent us the tracks that were their own. And we got four. We played two, but I don't think we ever played this one. So it's From the Vaults, but it's not. And right. Because we haven't played it, but we have played them. I would describe them as trash merchants from hell, Tony.
Would you?
Yeah. What is Kings of Hong Kong's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Kings of Hong Kong.
It is. It's Tony Four, Paulie B and Zet One, and this is Sliced and Diced. Listening to Tesoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Kings of Hong Kong, Sliced and Diced. Another excellent live band, by the way. If you do get the chance to see them, do. Now, you've got a gig, have you?
I do.
Good. Well, we'll do that in a second. First of all, I want to update you on Trombone Barry.
Okay.
Who is lodger number three and was the bloke who, when he moved in, I thought, what I want to do is I'll get him, I'll film him playing the trombone, just going, pop. And he said he'd do it the next day, but then he spoke to his barrister daughter, who advised against him giving me any online content.
Oh.
Yeah. The reason being was brilliant. He said, I'm really sorry, but I'm sponsored by a Yamaha lubricant.
Wow.
And Yamaha have said they don't want him to have any online content that isn't to do with them. So basically he won't let anybody film him playing the trombone unless it's to do with Yamaha lubrication.
Well,
I was terribly disappointed.
It's a good reason though, isn't it?
It's a great excuse, isn't it? I'm really sorry, but I'm sponsored by Yamaha lubricant. Okay, I don't want to pry.
Well, what would be the primary usage of a Yamaha lubricant?
What is it?
Or what's the primary usage of it? Is it basically...
Well, the primary usage of it is that they grease up their instruments with it. There's more grease. So that
it's quite greasy.
a smoother trombone action.
Okay.
And he's a big champion of this Yamaha lubricant, and they approached him and said, would you like to be sponsored by us? He said, yeah. And then he had to sign all sorts of forms and that, saying he couldn't put anything online of him playing the trombone unless it was approved by them.
You think about the many times we've actually mentioned Yamaha lubricant, that maybe it would have been all right to play him in the end after all.
That's also very true, and as far as I know, it is an excellent lubricant.
The best one I've used.
And if you sniff it, you get completely off your crop.
Oh, there you go.
So, is it gig time?
It is.
So it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. Yamaha. yes. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyrage.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, who are they playing with, how much is it to watch them play. It is international, doesn't have to be in the UK. Email me your gigs. I haven't heard one this week, so I found one.
Well done.
So this is one of the small fry DIY nights, which I've recently seen somewhere. I don't know if I'm right, I might be wrong. I think I saw Alex and Wonk Unit mention them, or maybe he's involved. I think right. They're kind of almost like a franchised version of things. They do, it's one labelled event, but in lots of different areas. So I think different people get involved, and it's a big DIY movement, and they're trying to spread it across the UK.
Well, that's an idea.
So this is the one in Gateshead.
Okay.
So it's this Saturday, the 1st of September. It's at the Doll at the Black Bull in Gateshead. It's on Mulgrave Terrace.
Right.
So Small Fry DIY night, and the lineup is Filthy Filthy, D Control, the Band for Disease Control and Prevention, Logos, Benefit State, and Reed E. Ramone Quartet.
Blimey.
It starts at 4 p.m. and runs through to 9 p.m.
Très intéressant, Tony.
Isn't it? Yeah. Ooh. I think there are more of these things coming up all around the place, so I'll try and find out more information. But if you are in Gateshead, not doing anything this Saturday, do pop along. I don't know how much it is to get in the door, doesn't say, but I imagine it won't be a lot.
If you are listening to this and you have any more information about them, do let us know.
Yes, and I will pay. It will be a Pagot tour, so the event will be up on our Facebook page if you want to check them out.
Brilliant.
And that's all I have.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide. Greasy trombone.
You just wanted to say that, didn't you?
Yeah.
I'll give you a greasy trombone. I can't promise a rusty one.
No.
Right, should we play two songs in a row again?
Why not?
And shall we play two from the Riot Ready free to download 35 tracks of punk and hardcore compilation?
It sounds the right thing to do.
Very good idea. Stay tuned for Wreck Age. I'm calling them that because there's a hyphen between them rather than wreckage, but there might be wreckage. But first up, the brilliantly named Skaghuas. Now, Skaghuas, Tony, are Kilmarnock punk and roll. I don't think we've ever played a band from Kilmarnock before.
Maybe not.
Are they Ayrshire's finest? Only time will tell. What is Skaghuas, which is like a play on Skag Horse, but the Skaghuas, I suppose, the way the Scottish would say horse, Skaghuas. What is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Skaghuas?
Facebook.com/Skaghuas Punk. Or Skaghuas Punk.
Skaghuas Punk, yeah.
Yeah. So Skaghuas Punk, Skaghuas Punk. Making it Paulie the Internet 2, Tony 4. Mm. And so it's actually sexually transmitted love song, but it's STLS.
Fucking everything.
You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Wreckage or Wreck Age, because it's Wreck hyphen Age. But Wreckage, Wreck Age, another one of those. How am I supposed to know? I can't know everything. I'd like to know something. They are North Ants punk, ska, grunge, described as by themselves, but having listened to that, it's admittedly a short song, but I think it's quite Dead Kennedys, that song.
Okay.
Quite Dead Kennedys. What is Wreck Age's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/WreckAge.
Facebook.com/Wreckage77, and it's the numeric 77. So Wreckage, Wreckage 77. Paulie Internet 3, Tony 4. This is a bit of a comeback. And I love that. As I say, that's on the free to download 35 track thing from Riot Ready. It's really good, and we might play another couple of songs of it next week as well, because there's a load of like on there. Are you doing anything this week?
Don't think so. It's a short week, so I've got to squeeze 5 days work into four, and so that'll be going to be fun and games and end of the month as well. What a bonus. No, just working as per the norm. What are you up to?
Well, I'm just doing that as well, but it might be a shorter week, but that just means I'm doing less.
Yeah.
I've got 3 days in the warehouse this week after some recent rock and roll times. I'm back to the reality of a working life.
Okay. Are you touring this weekend?
What, sorry?
Are you doing the tour this weekend?
Yeah, last one. Or last official one of the season I'd planned, but I'm enjoying it so much I'm going to keep it going, but I haven't decided how yet, so it won't be every Saturday after this weekend. But if you would like to come on the Nutty Nutty and Alternative Comedy Tour, and I recommend you do. But I've now had 17 reviews on TripAdvisor, Tony. Ooh. All 5 stars.
Excellent.
That's good, isn't it?
It is good.
Yeah, I had a really, really good tour last week. I didn't mention it actually, but really, really good fun. The Après tour is becoming a little bit too successful though. This week, every single person on the tour didn't leave when it finished, and we all ended up drinking for quite a long time, and one of the guys on the tour ended up in the Lion with me.
Wow.
Late on. it was funny. Bloke called Jasper, Tony, who lives around the corner from me, wanted to go on the tour. It was quite funny, actually. He said, I've been wanting to go on this tour since January. He went, really? I didn't start doing it until June. So he got on the right one. He's a bass player.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I pay attention now. Ooh.
He's a bass player. And he's looking for a band.
Ooh.
Yes, Tony.
Ooh.
Maybe our band Angry Daddios is getting a bit closer to happening.
Okay.
Maybe.
Well,
anyway, he's a nice bloke, actually. From St. Neots.
Okay.
He's a multi-instrumentalist from St. Neots, and how he became a multi-instrumentalist is brilliant. He's mixed race, and he said St. Neots is a very white town, and he said he was the only mixed race bloke into punk rock in the town, and because he wanted to be in a band, but no one had been in a band with him, he basically did sort of one-man band stuff, and he just learned every instrument so he could record stuff.
Oh.
How clever.
Makes
anyway,
sense.
He likes playing bass and went, oh, I might have a job for you. So we'll see. This has only been 2.5 years in the making.
That's all right.
It's
got
first
time.
Rehearsal. But yeah, it might happen. I told him. Anyway, look, let's not talk about that now. Let's talk about let's talk about Umbrella Assassins, Tony.
Okay.
Now, Umbrella Assassins are, and there's a bit of a scene in Haverhill, which is quite a surprise, but they are Haverhill Shed Punks. We played something by them before. They've got a new very lo-fi EP out called Live at the Crunch, and we're going to play a track from it right now. What is Umbrella Assassins' website, Tony?
UmbrellaAssassins.com.
Oh, it is! UmbrellaAssassins.com, making it Tony 5, probably Internet 3. It's an unassailable lead, Tony. Well,
excellent.
Done, you. This is Factory Floor. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Dustaphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Umbrella Assassins and Factory Floor. Hope you enjoyed that. Now, have you got a twat?
No.
Have you got a theme tune for twat?
I do.
Right, but we're not going to play it, are we, this week?
Not until we get a twat.
But we're very happy it's been done.
Yes.
And we like it.
Yeah, so we did mention last week that we were confused by it, and Sussex Saint submitted the third version, but then obviously said, you know, it's up to us if we use it or not, and we've listened to it, and it's great.
Yeah, we absolutely love it. So the next time we get a twat, it will be featured.
So if you've got a twat for me, don't forget, do email me so we can play the theme tune and do your twat, of course. So I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It is that simple. Email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Title in your email is a twat, and we'll read them out and play you a song.
And you've got something else instead, haven't you?
I do. So previously mentioned, I've been pushing it past few weeks, Podchaser. Podchaser is a website that lists podcasts and has its own charts, things like that. So as an alternative to the Apple charts, there is now the Podchaser. So if you go to podchaser.com/punkyradio, you can see our page on there and you can review us. If you have a moment, please do so. You'll need to register with the site. It's all free. Appreciate that. It will take you a little moment to do so, though. But if you can do so, please do. 5 stars only, obviously. And we'll read them out. We have had 2, so I'm going to read them out.
Brilliant.
So, The Grinch has left us a review. Thanks,
hello,
Timo.
The Grinch.
And he says, the longest running independent music podcast in the world, 13 years and counting. There must be a reason for its continued popularity, whether it's the great music, banter and chats in between, or features like Poetry Corner, Is a Twat, Pagotwa, or the general mild quirkiness. It's up to you.
I know. It's all right, you said it, so you don't have to do it.
No, it'll get done.
All right, okay.
Beware, highly addictive. And it was 5 stars, so thank you very much, Timo, for that.
Thank you very much, Timo the Grinch.
Another review.
Go on.
Boz from Porn Scars.
Oh, fancy. Yeah, yes. Brilliant.
A long-running and always high-quality podcast focusing on punk rock music with bits of rock and roll, garage, blues, ska, etc. thrown in for good measure. A lot of laughs and even some mild quirkiness.
Oh, you got to do it again, Tony.
Highly recommended. Thanks, Boz. Yeah, 2 mentions from Porn Scars. And that, again, was 5 stars. So that's doubled our reviews from 2 to 4. So if you can leave us a review, please do so.
And one thing you haven't mentioned, Tony, is the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
I hope they're still listening. I've not spoken to Steve in weeks, so I don't know what's happening down there, but I am planning a trip very soon.
Okay, cool.
And I'm looking forward to seeing them down there. All right, should we do one last song then?
Let's do that.
All right, so here's a band we haven't played before, all the way from Dundee, Tony. So we've already had Kilmarnock, now we're moving to Dundee. Uniforms. This has come via TNS Records, who have teamed up with them after a brilliant performance they had at Manchester Punk Festival earlier this year, and they brought out a new EP, and I've picked a track off it. I don't think this is the lead track, but this is the one that I've picked from it. What is Uniforms' Bandcamp page?
Uniforms.bandcamp.com.
It is.
Okay.
Cool. Tony 6. Paulie Bean Internet 3. I gave it a go, but you were just too good for me this week. Simon Knott, are you listening? This is Searchlight.
Turned and walked away. I still remember look trapped in your face. If I knew then just what I don't know, I'd make the same mistakes. That's the way you turn. When you close your eyes, all that you'll see is everything you're not and all you'll never be. When you're gone, these lungs don't breathe. Broken hearts and searchlights out at sea.
Gemini, Southwest to me, steering westerly. 7 degrees, 9 degrees, 3 degrees, 6 degrees.
Close your eyes, all that you'll see is everything you're not and all you'll never be. When you're gone, these lungs will breathe. Broken hearts and searchlights. Broken hearts and searchlights. Broken hearts and searchlights every time. Searchlights every time.
That's about the size of it for this week. Thank you all so much for listening. We do appreciate it. Tony, maybe you could mention the online stations that carry the show.
Yep, we're on Podunk, Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, S-A-N-D-R-E.S-E.
And if we do have any online listeners listening right now that have never sent us in a contribution, please do submit something, because we hardly ever hear from you, do we?
No, we don't.
That'd be great. We're not at large this week. You're probably not going to see us. I'd normally say I hope to see one or two of you at this or that. Maybe I'll see one or two of you on the Nutty Nottingham Alternative Comedy Walking Tour this Saturday. Who knows? Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
But you can't. But you can't. Yeah. Jane Austen.